Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 350. Let's talk about Black Friday and 40 reasons to avoid Black Friday from the audiobook Essential, Essays by the Minimalists by Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily, one of three podcasts where we read to you from amazing blogs and authors who have given us permission to do so. And here I cover personal development, healthier living, minimalism, productivity, and more. This idea really started as a way for me to read more about content that I thought I could use a lot more of in my life, then share it with others, but also work on my performance-based anxiety at the same time, and it really seems to be helping in all of those areas, which is awesome. And today's Black Friday, where shopping is crazy. Hopefully you're able to avoid that. And I found an excerpt from the minimalist book Essential, which is perfect for today. And speaking of audiobooks, I very recently finished a second audiobook for the minimalists, this one being Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life. And I just announced in yesterday's show that they're giving away 45 minutes of it completely free. So you can listen to yesterday's episode for more information on that. And now let's get to the Black Friday posts as we optimize your life. An excerpt from the audiobook Essential, Essays by the Minimalists by Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus. Let's talk about Black Friday. Here we are in the midst of what is supposedly the most joyous time of year, the holiday season. And yet, for most of us, it's also the most stressful time of year. At some point, Santa Claus turned corporate, and the holiday season metamorphosed into the holiday shopping season. Shopping. This one word, although birthed from a place of great intentions, has fundamentally changed our outlook from blissful to grim, from jolly to anxious, from celebrating Christmas to surviving the holidays. It's upsetting, and with consumption's vicious inertia, it seems there's no way for us to exit the speeding train of consumerism. Black Friday is the busiest shopping day of the year. Boxing Day is the overseas equivalent. Retailers prepare months in advance for this dark day, preparation that's meant to stimulate our insatiable desire to consume. Doorbuster sales, new products, gigantic newspaper ads, TV, radio, billboards, sale, 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 early bird specials, one day only, get the best deal, act now, while supplies last. See store for details. But as shiny as its facade may be, the harmful aspects of Black Friday are not few. The pandemonium that takes place on this day is perhaps a broader metaphor for our consumer culture as a whole. On this day, we consume gluttonously without regard for the harm we're inflicting on ourselves. On this day, greed becomes ravenous. On this day, we live without real meaning, buying gifts to fill a void that can't possibly be filled with material possessions. Black Friday is the day we trample people for things we don't need, the day after being thankful for what we have. If you want to give gifts, why not gift an experience, a nice meal, tickets to a concert, or a sunset on the beach? The best, most loving gift you can give someone is your time and undivided attention. Presence is the best present. If that doesn't work, buy everyone on your Christmas list a giant trash can so they can throw away all the presents they received but didn't ask for. 40 Reasons to Avoid Black Friday by Joshua Fields Milburn. Once upon a time, throughout my 20s, in a faraway land, Ohio and Kentucky, I managed a slew of retail stores. For a dozen years, I traversed retail's murky waters. Fresh out of high school, I began my career as a bushy-tailed sales rep at age 18. A few years later, I was promoted to sales manager, then store manager. Eventually, I climbed the rungs to regional manager, and finally, director. At my pinnacle, I managed the operations for 150 brick-and-mortar stores from my downtown corner office. I learned a lot about the retail business during my tenure. Most notably, I grasped the importance of the holiday shopping season. On a good year, my stores would reap as much as 40% of their annual revenue in the 5 weeks between Thanksgiving and New Year's. 40%! That's manufactured demand at its best, worst. Completely unnatural. Steroidic. Because the stakes were so high, we started planning months in advance for Black Friday and its preceding weeks. We met weekly, devising plans for doorbuster sales, special deals, once-a-year offers, anything to herd bovine-like customers through the door. Those so-called deals weren't designed for your benefit. We weren't strategizing, hoping to find ways to save you money, to assist a cost-conscious single mom, to help the nuclear family create a more memorable Christmas. No, no, no. We scoured our plans for every possible way to help. Help you part with your money, that is. The sale got you in the door, but the deal was not a deal at all. The Black Friday deals aren't that good. They're designed to look appealing in the newspaper's freestanding insert, but the flip side is the deals are designed to get you to act on impulse. Retailers lure you in with a limited time offer and then coerce you into purchasing you don't need by creating false scarcity. Don't succumb to the pressure. If it's worth buying on Black Friday, it's worth buying in January too. You don't need 40 reasons to avoid shopping on Black Friday. You need only one. You will have a much more meaningful holiday without extracting the plastic from your wallet. Spend some time with the people you love next Black Friday. Share a meal. Find a Christmas tree. Enjoy a carriage ride. Go ice skating. Donate your time to a food bank. Dance under the bright downtown lights. Play in the snow or in the sand. Or just relax and enjoy the holiday, not shopping, season. Simply be together. No purchase necessary. Will you join me? Will you avoid shopping on Black Friday? Or will you follow the crowd? You just listened to an excerpt from the audiobook Essential, Essays by the Minimalists by Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
And once again, for Thanksgiving, the Minimalists decided to give away 45 minutes of their other book, which I just finished narrating for them. You'll have to listen to yesterday's episode to get more info on that. And before we go, if you like this show, I'd greatly appreciate it if you could join my email list at oldpodcast.com. You'll get a bunch of freebies from me. You'll be entered into raffles to win books every single month, and the next raffle is in less than 1 week. And it's just a really nice way to show that you like what you hear. Again, you can come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address there, or you can text in. Just text the word optimal to the number 44222. That's it for today. Happy Friday. Try to avoid the crazy shopping, and I'll catch you in tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.